Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining me. This is my very first episode, and I'm really excited to be putting this on for you. So because it's my first episode, I'm going to introduce myself and just tell you what this podcast is going to be about and why you should listen and what you can expect further down the road. So first, let's start with who I am. My name is Adam Balio. I consider myself a non-traditional student of pharmacy. I just completed my second year, but I'm in an accelerated program, so I'm on my third and final year of pharmacy school. I have a wife and five children, so I have decided to stick with my full-time job. I'm currently an employee of Cirque du Soleil. I'm a stagehand for the Michael Jackson One show at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. So I'm holding that job down. I've actually come from a background of theater and film. My undergraduate degree was in theater, and I have done everything from acting for movies. My biggest role was actually in the Transformers Age of Extinction with Mark Wahlberg. My character is Timothy the Robot Thief. I'm about 8 minutes into the movie. You can go look it up. So I did some acting. I was a performer for Cirque du Soleil for a little bit as a stilt walker and an actor. My current job, I am an LED costume technician. So I'm the guy who makes sure that the costumes that light up actually turn on during the show. So that's who I am. I'm really interested in complementary and alternative medicine, or CAM, and how we can use that in conjunction with Western medicine. I think the blending of the two is my goal, at least as a healthcare practitioner. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast, as in I'm going to integrate Western medicine with some other modalities. I'm going to review different topics, and I'm really interested in what the clinical evidence actually has to say. So for every topic that I'm going to talk about, I will actually have a clinical trial that I will reference. So some of those trials will refute what that modality has to offer. And surprisingly, there's been a lot that that actually supports different modalities. So we're going to talk about that over the course of this podcast. And I think this is important for healthcare providers of different flavors, whether you're a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, a physician, a pharmacist. I think this is good to know. I think this is an important subject because you're going to have patients who are interested in this stuff. I mean, like the intro said, patients spend out-of-pocket $30 billion a year just in the United States. And, I mean, it's kind of a drop in the bucket as far as healthcare is concerned, but it's a significant drop. And so you're going to have patients who are going to ask you about, I don't know, crystals and Ayurveda and acupuncture. And hopefully you can use this podcast as a guide, and maybe you can look further into these topics from what I talk about. So I will give my recommendation to you as to what you can tell your patients or where you can go for further information on some of these modalities. So that's what you can expect. And of course, I will also link each of these podcasts with my blog, which is alternatementalstatus.wordpress.com. And so I'll have that linked in each of the show notes. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and I'm excited to do this, and hopefully you are too. Stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.